Patient's last name is Hart, H-A-R-T. First name is David, D-A-V-I-D. Visit date is 1-22-2013. Reason for consultation, this is a 39-year-old gentleman who's here in the rheumatology office for a follow-up visit. Next line, patient being followed up for inflammatory arthritis. Next line, patient on sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Presenting complaints, the patient states he has been on sulfa for over 3 months with increases in doses from 500 BID to 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. The patient has not seen any improvement in terms of his pain. Next line, the patient the patient states he has pain in his knees bilaterally, lower back, hand joints, especially the first and the second MCTs of both hands. Next line, AM stiffness of about 15 to 20 minutes. Next line, the patient states the pain is constant around 5 by 10, aggravated by leaning on his knees or standing up for prolonged periods and for sitting down for prolonged periods. Pain partially relieved by Motrin, which he takes over the counter, 800 milligrams. Next line, the patient was advised to have a GI consultation with a colonoscopy, which presently he has not had. Pertinent labs, rheumatoid factor negative, ANA negative, CCP negative, HLA-B27 negative. X-rays, next line, x-rays of his C-spine, LS-spine, and bilateral hands and feet have been negative. In the history of presenting complaints, please add the patient has been on prednisone in the past, with great relief of his symptoms. Assessment and plan, inflammatory arthropathy, no response to sulfasalazine. Will increase the sulfasalazine to 500 milligrams, 3 tablets twice a day. Next line, start Flexeril 10 milligrams QHS. Side effect profile of increased somnolence explained. Advise not to drive while on medication if taken in the day. Next line, Voltaren gel to the area, PRN. Next line, PT has been advised. Ultram has been given for pain. Patient to follow up in 2 months or earlier if needed. Next line, hyphen. The patient has been advised to go ahead and have a colonoscopy to look for inflammatory bowel disease. Next line, second assessment of hyperuricemia. Uric acid level is 6.8. It has decreased from 8.1 2 months ago. The patient to follow up in 2 weeks. Please include in, before the assessment and plan, please include in the physical examination, the musculoskeletal examination, both upper and lower extremity examination has been done, and only the pertinent positive and negatives will be noted. Examination of the neck, normal range of motion, neck spasm noted. Examination of the lower back, tenderness in the lower back, patient unable to touch his toes. Next line, mild decrease in lateral bending. Next line, examination of the hand joints, no swelling noted, no tenderness noted. Elsewhere, the dictation is by Dr. Kazi. Please end the dictation after the assessment and plan that has been dictated earlier. Thank you.